Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I let you go for so long. I let you go for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day for a white wedding. Nah. Hey, everyone. How you doing? Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bougie, Not a Bougie, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha. Now please welcome Nana Bougie.
Okay, hey, me gwet, Sweeney Mushane. Thank you, sweetheart. And Bougie ni Anishinaabe Doug. Hello, my fellow Anishinaabe, my fellow human beings. How are you today? Anin, Ejiayan. How are you? And today's Ojibwe word of the day. Oh, wow, we got a great one planned today.
We sure do.
What do you want the Ojibwe word to be?
Actually, we got a letter.
We did?
Oh, yeah. Somebody wrote into Facebook. They were like, hey, can you, where is it now? Here it is. Dear Nana Bougie and Natasha, can you talk about the legend of the dream catcher?
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about the dream catcher. So today's Ojibwe word of the day. Bwajige Nagwagan, dream catcher. And this is the story of the dream catcher. This is the story. This is how the old Ojibwe say, Spider Woman helped bring grandfather's son back to the people.
Oh.
To this day, Asipikeshi Ikwe, Spider Woman, will build her lodge before dawn. And you know, if you're awake before dawn, as you should be, you can look for her lodge. And you will see how she captures the sunrise as the light sparkles on the dew. So Asabakeshi Ikwe took care of her children, the people of the land. And she continues to do this to this day. But back in the days of the grandfathers, in the ancient world of the Ojibwe nation, the clans were all located in one area called Meshike Minise, called Turtle Island. And when the Ojibwe nation dispersed to the four corners, Asipikeshi Ikwe, Spider Woman, had a difficult time making journeys to all those baby cradle boards. You know, she's just got them little legs. She couldn't make the journey. So the mothers, the sisters, and the grandmothers weaved magical webs for the new babies using willow hoops and sinew. The shape of the circle represents how grandfather sun travels across the sky. The dream catcher, Bwajige Nagwagan, filters out the bad dreams and allows only good thoughts to enter into our minds when we are asleep. A small hole in the center of the dream catcher is where the good dreams come through. And with the first rays of sunlight, the bad dreams all perish. So when you see little Asipikeshi Ikwe, when you see little Spider Woman, you should never fear her, but instead respect and protect her.
Oh, yeah, huh?
And, you know, that's why the dream catchers have 8 points where the web connects to the hoop. That's for the Asipikeshi Ikwe's. That's for the Spider Woman's 8 legs. And then people will put a feather kind of right in the center there to catch the wind so the babies have something to look at. And, yeah, and that's the story of the dream catcher, the Bwajige Nagwagan, the dream catcher. All right, what do you think of that?
Oh, that's a pretty good story.
All right, you want to send us out then?
All right, well, hey, everyone, just want to say, Mi gwech bizendawi yeg. Thank you for listening to Bougie, Not a Bougie, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and this is Nana Bougie. And I will see you again. Gigawabamin Minawa!
Ho!
Ho!
All right. Good job, honey. Oh, thank you so much.